The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Sonic Web Studios specializes in custom web design, app development, social networking, search engine optimization, domain registration, email marketing, online stores, and more. Since our birth, we have been designing and developing immaculate websites and providing web solutions which are a cut above the rest. As a leading web designing enterprise, we have a team of extremely talented web designers who are well-focused and have the experience of working on multiple web developing platforms such as PHP, Magento, Custom WordPress, and more. Sonic Web Studios has been helping businesses of all kinds, whether big, small, established, or startup, impress their audiences with exemplary web solutions. We don't just create beautiful and functional websites. We give you a complete online solution with the main goal of enhancing your yearly revenues. We aim to give your business the online exposure and brand acknowledgement that will help you in achieving increased conversions leading to profitable sales. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show. It's time to give a shout out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international award-winning author Mian Mohsen Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, then you'll love Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia. Available on Amazon in paperback and ebook, Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries with two strangers and one target where truth is an illusion and those you love will be the first to go missing. It's available in paperback and ebook on Amazon. Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia has garnered great reviews and is even loved by Hollywood celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today. Order Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia, now available at Amazon.
It's now time for the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, iTunes, Anchor FM, Radio Public, and themikewagnershow.com. Mike brings you great guests and interesting people from all across the globe. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another great episode of the Mike Wagner Show.
Hey everybody, it's Mike from the Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking for a professional website without breaking budget? Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give a shout-out to our brand-new official sponsor, international award-winning author Mian Mohsen Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, then you'll love Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, and one target, where truth is an illusion and those you love be the first to go missing. It's available in paperback and ebook on Amazon. Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia has garnered great reviews and is even loved by Hollywood celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today, Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia. Available on Amazon. Also, The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on themikewagnershow.com. You can check our Facebook page at facebook.com/themikewagnershow. You can download and listen on Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, and Apple. Coming soon to Podbean, Buzzsprout, Pandora, and TuneIn. Heard worldwide on Radio Public, Geo7, Himalaya, and more. Take The Mike Wagner Show with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel and follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram and Twitter today. We're here with a wonderful American director, producer, and independent filmmaker, having directed such actors as John Hurt, Tara Page, Robert Picardo, Vincent Pastore, Glynis O'Connor, Jeremy London, Ryan Hurst, Dan Grimaldi, Michelle Lee, and a host of others, including Kelly Maroney and Olivia Dabow and more. And he's also has produced a number of movies out there like now, like Girl with the Gun, Occupants, Restoration of Paradise. And he's got a brand new film that will be coming out as well, too. He'll be glad to talk about that. And live, ladies and gentlemen, from the Plus Studios somewhere in California, ladies and gentlemen, the very, very, very multi-talented American director, producer, and independent filmmaker, the groundbreaking Russ Emanuel. Russ, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
And good night. You missed that one. No, I'm kidding. Hey, how you doing?
I was getting some flashbacks from the Tonight Show. I don't know if it's like Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Craig Ferguson, or Conan O'Brien. You went, whoa. Did somebody throw it back at me that I should be on the Tonight Show or something? I was like, oh my gosh. Well, we're doing
it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's no worries. I mean, it's great to have you on, Russ. So you basically have been directing, producing, and being an independent filmmaker for quite some time. You directed such great actors like John Hurt, Tara Page, Robert Picardo, Vincent Pastore, Glynis O'Connor, Eileen Dietz, Kelly Maroney, and a lot more, including Olivia Dubow and more. And you also got some films out there like Chasing the Green, Girl with the Gun, PJ, Collar, and more. And you also have a brand new film that's coming out you'd love to talk about. And before we do all that, tell us how you first got started, Russ.
How I got started? Well, you know, I guess since I was a kid, one thing I really loved was film music, and especially that of John Williams. The composer of like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Harry Potter, and et cetera. And for me, I think it was his music to Jurassic Park. And I was like 15 or 16 when that movie came out. And it just really did it for me. You know, when I listened to his score during the helicopter sequence at the beginning of the film, and with the acting and the cinematography, it was just movie magic. And I was pretty hooked. I mean, I listened to his music before that, like Superman and whatnot. But, you know, that really just, I guess, made me want to, you know, pursue filmmaking professionally. Mm-hmm. And when in 1994, 95, I did this student project in high school. I was living in Japan at the time, a school called Canadian Academy. It was an international school in mm-hmm. Kobe, Japan. And we had to do a project for our senior year where it basically took all, you know, time, effort, and money over that school year. And I decided to do an episode of Star Trek, Deep
oh,
Space
wow.
Nine. I'm a Star Trek fan, so...
Live long and prosper. I'm doing the Spock right now. I mean, I wish I could do it audio version, but you know, COVID or no COVID, you know, social distancing, it's like live long and prosper, no matter how many feet we are, even it's like past 6 feet.
Well, you know, I meant when you do the Vulcan salute, you don't shake hands, so it's actually good for social distancing.
but is that logical, sir? Is that logical?
To quote Spock, why not? Hey, but so I did a Star Trek episode, and of course, you know, it was a student project. I was what, 17 at the time, and you know, basically at the end of the school year, they showed the film in the auditorium, and I actually sold copies. So I was kind of like my own mini entrepreneur, and I sold copies on VHS. That's how long ago this was. 1995.
Wow. I still got my old VCR. I wish I could buy one from you.
Oh, yes. It's not very good by today's standards. So I may have to say no to that one. but it was good enough to get me into USC Cinema, the University of Southern California Cinema program, the Critical Studies program. So I went to USC. And then after I graduated from USC, I took UCLA extension courses. And yes, if you know the USC-UCLA rivalry, yes, mm-hmm. I just did a big no-no. However, I think both schools are very good. So that's just my own. That's where I stand on that issue. So I went to UCLA Extension after I graduated from USC. And I met my future filmmaking partner, Emil Harris. At one of the courses there. And then we did two short films. One was called Her Night and one was called Girl with Gun. And it's Girl with Gun, the one that you mentioned, the one with Michelle Lee, mm-hmm. Who was just in, I think, Venom. You know, she was in the first half of Venom.
Uh-huh.
And Scully was in that film. Tracy O'Connor was her co-lead, co-star, I guess. And that film, Girl with Gun, we did like 2004, I think. And it basically got into places like Comic-Con, which is the one in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And just other festivals, and won a lot of awards. And it got the attention of my future feature film producer, Howard Nash.
Oh, wow.
Who saw the film and basically, you know, decided to hire me to do PJ, the one that you mentioned, PJ with John Hurd, the late Pete John Hurd,
mm-hmm.
the Home Alone.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And so PJ, which is now Heaven's Messenger, by the way, and Heaven's Messenger you can actually see for anybody who wants to on Amazon Prime, or for free on Tubi TV, just FYI. So we did that film, and that was, I was 29 at the time, and basically it was like a trial by fire, because I've never done a feature. I'm directing John Hurd as my lead actor, not just an actor, not like a cameo, but he was my lead actor, you know? Mm-hmm. This is a guy I watched growing up, like in films like Big or Home Alone. So, you know, it was kind of scary. And because John was attached, so was people like Star Trek's Robert Picardo, Vincent Pastore of The Sopranos, you know, Glynis O'Connor, Hallie Kate Eisenberg, who was the Pepsi girl. You know, and it was just a very surreal event, you know, to have just a star-studded cast
mm-hmm.
On my first feature. And we shot in New York over like 16 days. And I'm from Los Angeles, technically Huntington Beach, which is like Orange County, but I still say Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, I was like living out of my suitcase for about 3 weeks, you know, in New York. And it was just very surreal. And because of that film, we also were with my composer at the time. His name was Neil Argo, who unfortunately passed away a couple years ago. But with him, he had worked on like Beverly Hills 90210. Anyway, so he was gracious enough to attach himself to me with the short films and now PJ. And we actually did a score, a professional score, like orchestra. I recorded an orchestral score in May of 2007. And it was just a very, you know, surreal event to have directed a feature film by the time I was 30. It was like one of my goals, you know?
Uh-huh.
29. So, you know, I turned 30 that year.
Wow, amazing.
Oh, and then not only that, right as we were finishing that, I got hired to direct my second feature film called Chasing the Green, the one that you mentioned, which is now called Big Shots. And Big Shots, again, is, you know, on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV for anybody who wants to watch. And that film, you know, had Robert Picardo again, but also had, like, Jeremy London, A Party of Five, Ryan Hurst, what's that show? Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also had been directed by Steven Spielberg in Saving Private Ryan. And it was just, you know, it was just so surreal. And then this is a big one for me. William Devane was in the film. I directed somebody who was directed by Alfred Hitchcock, you know, in his last film, Family Plot. So it, not only was I directing somebody who was directed by Steven Spielberg, I was directing another actor who was directed by Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh my goodness!
it was surreal. And again, this I actually on that feature, which was again for like 2-3 weeks, we shot. I celebrated my birthday on set.
Wow! And amazing! Happy birthday!
My 30th birthday, not just a birthday, my 30th birthday. I was celebrating my 30th birthday on set. And I remember, yeah, Ryan Hurst was there. You know, Jeremy London was there. Heather McComb was there from Party of Five also. And Dan Grimaldi was there. And, you know, we had the extras. We had the crew. And my producer got me a pineapple cake. And,
oh, my gosh.
It was such a memorable. I mean, it was so memorable just to be able to, you know, it was surreal. It was very surreal. So anyway, I was directing my second feature film with all these name actors when I turned 30. And my goal had always been to direct a feature film, not just one. But now I was directing two.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, I was incredibly grateful. And because of that, we, you know, and Howard Nash produced all these, by the way, all the features is Howard Nash. So I owe so much to Howard. It's not funny. My third film was Robert Picardo in the main role, The Legends of Nathaya. And that one we shot in Los Angeles. So Chasing the Green and the PJ were shot in New York. Nathaya was shot in Los Angeles. And yeah, Picardo. So that was then my third time I was working with Bob Picardo. Then we did our fourth feature film called Occupants. And again, Bob Picardo was, you know, in that film. And Occupants really took off for me. And it won the top prize, one of the top prizes for best sci-fi feature at Shriekfest. And Shriekfest is one of the top genre festivals, especially regionally in Los Angeles. And we screened at the, Charles Chaplin Theater at Regency Studios, which is, you know, one of the oldest film studios. I think it was founded by Charles Chaplin. Was it Mary Pickford?
Wasn't that United Artists they formed, Charlie Chaplin and Mary Pickford? Did they form United Artists as well?
Yeah, I think so, yes. I think they were also United Artists, yeah.
I specifically remember United Artists because I was talking to somebody about when there was a thing, you worked for MGM, you had to work for MGM. You worked for Columbia, you worked for Columbia. Or you worked for Warner Brothers, you had to work for Warner Brothers. You could not intermingle with MGM, Columbia, Warner Brothers, or anything like that. And Charlie Chaplin and Mary Pickford and a group of others, you know, they said, this is ridiculous. We can just choose whatever we want, the salaries we want, and who we want to work with. So they went off and formed United Artists. And the whole thing with the loyalty of you're employed by MGM, Columbia, Warner Brothers, and all that pretty much fell apart afterwards. So I think that was very significant in Hollywood at the time. You know, Mary Pickford and Charlie Chaplin and getting others to form United Artists. I mean, that was an interesting story.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. And that was what, I think the 10s? Am I saying that right? The 10s? The 1910s now, because now we have the 20s.
1910s, let's see. I'm thinking maybe 20s, 30s, 40s, but it was somewhere along those lines. I mean, I think that was probably it. And of course, we'll talk a little bit about your films as well, too, and some of your favorites. We're going to take a quick time out. First, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking your budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs at below the competition way. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, it's time to give a shout-out to our official sponsor, international award-winning author Mian Mohsen Zia. If you like fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia, available on Amazon in paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. It takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is an illusion and those who love will be the first to go missing. It's available in paperback and ebook on Amazon. Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia has garnered great reviews and is loved by Hollywood celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today of Missing by Mian Mohsen Zia, available on Amazon. Also, The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on themikewagnershow.com. You can check our Facebook page at facebook.com/themikewagnershow. You can download and listen on Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple, and more. Coming soon to Podbean, Buzzsprout, Pandora, and TuneIn. And heard worldwide on Geo7, Radio Public, Himalaya, and more. Take The Mike Wagner Show with you on any mobile device. Subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel. And follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram and Twitter today. We're here with American director, producer, and independent filmmaker Russ Emanuel here on The Mike Wagner Show. And talked about some of the great actors he's worked with, Howard Nash, and also... you know, talked about some of the films he's been in, and let's talk a few more as well, too. But first, this kind of came to mind. What are some of your favorite movies that you enjoyed growing up?
Well, before I get to that, I have to make a correction. I said Regency. It was Rally Studios.
Oh, Rally Studios. Okay.
I apologize. My mind is not as young as it used to be.
Hey, I challenge you to that one. I've been in radio since 1982. You know, getting out of high school and starting radio in 1982 at college. I challenge you on that one.
That's pretty awesome. Well, let's just say I think your mind is sharper than mine.
There are days it can kind of go off. That's why I have to drink more coffee than ever. But I mean, we're not here to talk about how sharp minds are, but you're pretty sharp at what you're doing. So, well, I mean, we forgive you if you forget the name of the studio or whatever it is. But I mean, we love what you do. So let's continue talking about some of your favorite movies and getting back to some other things and more.
For the movies, I grew up on films like Star Wars and Steven Spielberg's films and Alfred Hitchcock's films. And I definitely, this is more TV, but also movies. It's the Star Trek franchise, I grew up on that. So I'm very, very much into, I guess, like those type of blockbuster films. I went to USC, and USC had graduates like George Lucas, the founder of Star Wars. Robert Zemeckis, who did Back to the Future trilogy, which I think is fantastic. Ron Howard, who did like Apollo 13. And of course, he was an actor before he was a director.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people like that. And you have people associated with USC, like Steven Spielberg.
Right. Uh-huh.
Rejected for USC, but, he obviously, is a very well-renowned director. So
USC's loss is someone else's gain.
Yeah, and what would have happened if he had been accepted to USC? Who knows? Would he have made the films that he had today? Who knows?
That's a very good point.
I don't know, but yeah. So I grew up with that mentality. I especially love Star Trek, especially Gene Roddenberry, who was the founder of Star Trek's vision of a utopic future.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, film music is a big part of, why I make films. So, composers like John Williams, Jerry Goldsmith, James Horner, I grew up listening to, and, I very much associate with, their films that they have done. If that answers your question, there really isn't like one particular one that, that I would say, like, maybe The Empire Breaks Back, I guess. But there's a lot of films that I love.
Mm-hmm. And how about some of your favorite actors and directors growing up?
I mentioned Spielberg. I mentioned Hitchcock. And for Lucas, not as a director, but more as a storyteller, I guess. And the fact that he was able to create this amazing franchise. This is something that, I'm also inspired by, this is something we're trying to do with Staycation. So I really look up to people like George Lucas when it comes to, franchising. Mm-hmm. If that answers your question.
Mm-hmm. I think it does pretty good. It sounds like you're more focused on with Spielberg, Lucas, and the greats as well too. And of course, you talked about some of the other films. Maybe just a couple of more. I think we haven't touched on, like, Restoration of Paradise, Collar, yeah. Routine, and maybe just tell us a bit about that before we talk about Staycation.
Yeah. So Restoration of Paradise is something I did in between Nathaya and Occupants, and Robert Picardo again was involved in that. He was the narrator.
Oh, wow.
Of documentary, and he actually did that for me as a favor basically he didn't do it for very much, but he did as a favor to me. But it was something where about 10 years ago, it was kind of a darker time in my life, and I relieve stress by walking in the Bolsa Chica wetlands, which is near where I live. And I decided to do a documentary about it. And, basically on the Bolsa Chica wetlands and, its history and why it's there and why it should still be there. And I focused on a group called Amigos de Bolsa Chica, who helped to spearhead the restoration of the wetlands. Because it had been like for a good 100 years turned into like a gun club turn into oil fields. And so basically they helped the spearhead the restoration and restore it. And it's just a beautiful place to walk around. And I met people like David and Margaret Carberg, good friends of mine, Sharon Sikora, and especially Janine Berryman through Restoration of Paradise. And Janine and Brad Monjou, I met them because I was filming that. And Janine, she has been involved in all my films since then, and she did the poster for Occupants. She, did the poster for Collar. Is another film I did, and The Assassin's Apprentice, another film I did. And we actually put her cat Finley. I love cats.
Perfect.
So Finley, yeah, meow, meow, meow. So we put Finley into Staycation.
Wow.
Because I grew up with Finley as a kitten, and he's not even two. So, for me, it was just I have very severe allergies, including asthma. So I can never own an animal. So I my parents, three dogs, Finley, and just keep going on and on, So, when I go to my parents' place to see, Hana, to see Candy and Momoko, and those are their dogs. And then my dog that passed away a couple years ago, Charlie. My parents, just a shout out to them, Charles and Nikki Emmanuel. They're just so supportive. And, I wouldn't know what I don't think I'd be here without, their support.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting back. So we did Restoration of Paradise. I met some really great people. You can actually see that on Amazon. And I think Tubi TV also, Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. So Restoration Paradise. After Occupants, I did one more feature film up to that was released called American Whisper. And that one was the fifth time I worked with Howard Nash, my producer. And that one, again, is available on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV, if you know, want to see. I keep mentioning those sites, but that's where our distributors, they put them on to these sites. So that's where you can see that. So that film is a true story of an African-American family. And then the husband, the protagonist, Josiah Whisper, his family's murdered. And it's basically a story of whodunit, mm-hmm. It's a crime thriller, but it's based on a true story. And it actually brings into point how the police departments in New Jersey and New York, because he was living in an upscale neighborhood in New Jersey, but he owned businesses in Harlem, like bars. And they just did not communicate with each other. And that actually happened. And mm-hmm. so basically, based on what happened last year in the United States with the police and whatnot, it actually resonated with certain people. That was not intentional, because we filmed that 3 years ago, So what happened last year with the police and the Black Lives Matter and all that, it was not intentional, but obviously it was resonating with, a certain group.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I'm very, very proud of, all five of my feature films. I've also worked with other producers. One is Paul Hickman. And with Paul Hickman, we did two Assassin's Apprentice films. And the Assassin's Apprentice, it stars, you mentioned Tara Page, who, is actually a pretty renowned stunt actress. And she's actually been in films like Transformers and Alice in Wonderland. So mm-hmm. she's pretty awesome. And she's incredible at, what's called parkour, which is kind of like, running and jumping and, parkour videos. You know what I'm talking about? Like Run Lolo Run.
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm familiar with them.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, she's very good at that. And we did Assassin's Apprentice 1 and 2. And with those films, I was able to work with more Star Trek actors, including Marina Sirtis, who was Counselor Troi in Star Trek The Next Generation. I've worked again with Bob Picardo, of Star Trek Voyager. So that was my sixth time I had worked with Bob Picardo. we worked with Armin Shimerman, who was Quark on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Gary Graham was the Vulcan ambassador in Star Trek Enterprise. Tracy Coco, who was a featured background, Lieutenant J on The Next Generation, and she was on Deep Space Nine and Voyager. And then my good friend Sean Kenny. Sean is was Crippled Captain Pike in Star Trek, the original series.
Uh-huh.
So, and he has stories, amazing stories of Lucille Ball, of being on the set of the Enterprise.
Oh, my goodness.
He was there. And, you know, Lucille Ball actually is the one who, you know, with Desilu Productions, she's the one who, you know, funded Star Trek in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, we owe Star Trek to I Love Lucy.
I did remember that. And I think she was, what, the first female to do so, to run a studio, and didn't base it on, like, say, with MGM, Columbia, Warner Brothers, or even, like, you know, outside funds. They pretty much, you know, funded themselves along with their husband, Desi, and some investors. Yeah. That was, like, the first one. They call it Desi. I mean, I'm just so proud of those guys, despite marriage falling apart. But, I mean, it was just amazing what they've done.
Yeah. Amazing. You know, it was, you know, and I love Lucy. It's a show that, you know, is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Theo Ball is one of the instrumental reasons why Star Trek exists now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sean Kenny, he was there. He was there. He has stories about Gene Roddenberry, about, you know, Shatner and all of them.
Oh, wow. I'd like to talk to him about that and give us his real thoughts on Shatner. It's like, he didn't use Priceline about this. That was not logical.
I'm not going to say anything one way or the other, but, you know, he was there with William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, all of them, you know.
That is so amazing. Wow.
Nichelle Nichols, all of them. Yeah, it was something, you know. So, we did that, Assassin's Apprentice 1 and 2. And with the second one, with Paul Hickman, and God bless you, Paul, because he actually, we did a skeleton shoot, a pickup shoot for Assassin's Apprentice 2 in the Canary Islands. And there's a reason why we went to the Canary Islands, by the way. If you watch 1 and 2, you'll understand. But we actually shot in the Canary Islands. And
oh, wow.
I didn't know where the Canary Islands were. I thought it was the Cayman Islands. Actually, it's like the Hawaii of Spain, and it's off the coast of North Africa.
Wow.
Yeah, so we went to North Africa. we flew to North Africa. We flew through, I flew through, I think, Madrid, Spain. And then, you know, that was like 9 hours from LAX to Madrid, and another 3 hours from Madrid to the Canary Islands. So it was something. It was surreal. And yeah, so we filmed there, and this was right before COVID struck.
Uh-huh.
COVID-19 struck right around, like, December 2019, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
around there, right? We finished filming. We did the location shoot in September, and then we finished filming the last shots in November. And yeah, we were lucky. We were very lucky to get those shots before that happened. So we did the Assassin, or I did, you know, I directed all these films, right? And I was a director for hire, and I'm just very grateful to Paul Hickman. My other producer is Troy Gabaldon, who hired me to direct a film called Collar. And Collar, again, is completely different from something like The Assassin's Apprentice, which is comedic action. Collar is dramatic, more like a mystery, about a conversation between two priests.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually gets into a little bit more action. But yeah, let's just say it's completely different from what, you know, The Assassin's Apprentice. And the way I am, I could direct multiple genres, and I have, you know, from PJ to Occupants, which is horror. PJ was more, you know, like faith-based. I mean, you name it. I'm just, I guess, a chameleon in a sense.
Uh-huh.
But what I see, what I do with every one of these films is I find, you know, what the story's about, and I get into the characters' minds. That's how I direct, you know. And for me, it's about the characters. It's about, you know, the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, what is, you know, their motivation, what is the story about. So that's how I'm able, that's how I direct, you know. So, you know, now I think we're up to date now. That was the last film I did, was like November 2019, right? And then COVID struck.
Mm-hmm.
And this is now getting into like staycation.
Okay.
So do you want me to keep talking about staycation?
Well, you know something too, before we get to staycation, let's tell everybody, where can we find your films and what's your website?
Oh, so, my production site is, Russ Productions, which is a combination of my first and last names, Russ Emanuel. Okay. And you can find that's RussEmm.com. And if you go on there, there's links to all my films. But where you can see a lot of these is Amazon Prime, which I mentioned before, and Tubi TV, T-U-B-I TV.
Okay.
And on Tubi, free. It's free. So you don't, you just have to register and that's it. It's free.
That's
Amazon Prime. Yeah, Prime, then it's free, you know?
That's a very nice part as well, too. And we'll talk about staycation in just a minute. Listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and our sponsor by international award-winning author Mia Motionzia. We'll be back with American director, producer, and independent filmmaker Russ Emanuel with Staycation after this timeout.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention The Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host, and I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People based on a real-life relationship. It's just, it's well-written. It's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshazia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamotionzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike from The Mike Wagner Show. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on over 30 podcast platforms, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple, and more. Coming soon to Podbean, Buzzsprout, Pandora, and TuneIn, where The Mike Wagner Show interviews great guests, cool conversation, lots of laughs, coffee, and more. Take The Mike Wagner Show with you on any mobile device, subscribe to The Mike Wagner Show on the YouTube channel, and follow The Mike Wagner Show on Instagram and Twitter today.
Hey, hey, this is Ray Powers. And if there's one thing you can count on in these unpredictable times, it's that you're in good hands getting some great radio, courtesy of The Mike Wagner Show.
We are back on The Mike Wagner Show with American director, producer, and independent filmmaker Russ Emanuel, talking about staycation, and we also talked about his production company, Russ and Productions, and some of his many great films, and this has been your biggest project to date, and tell us all more about Staycation, which stars some really good stars like Olivia Dubow, and we mentioned Sean Kenny and Tracy Coco, Eileen Dietz, mm-hmm. Kelly Maroney, Lorraine Landon, and more as well. So tell us more about the film.
Okay, so hi everybody, welcome back. So I guess where I left off, COVID struck, right? And of course, COVID has pretty much affected everybody in the world. So what the plan was I've never had my own camera package. You know, I've done 5 feature films. I've done these other films I mentioned, but I never invested in my own camera package. We always, like, you know, just got it with, you know, whoever the director of photography was, they owned it, or just, you know, we rented it, right? And I'm like, you know what, I think it's time. So I invested in a 6K resolution camera,
mm-hmm.
called a Panasonic Lumix. And 6K, just for anybody who doesn't know, so most TVs now, they're 4K. 4K is Ultra HD.
Mm-hmm.
That's the resolution of HD, which is 1920 by 1080 pixels. So that's times 2. 6K then would be times 3.
Wow.
And at some point, I think TVs will go to 6K. I think it'll go even you know, more resolution, 8K, 10K, whatever. But at, right now, I think the majority of TVs are 4K. So what I was thinking was, you know, invest in a camera package where, you know, we could shoot at a format that, you know, is not normal, you know, standard yet, but we can, you know, down-res to 4K and output at 4K resolution. And this is for, you know, where I'm thinking about distribution, right? And also with visual effects, you know, if you do it at 6K, let's say you do a drone shot. If, you know, a drone, you know, you fly it in the air, and then let's say you have a camera attached, and then the wind blows and the camera shakes, and then, you know, to stabilize that footage, what you need to do is it takes, you know, just the outer footage, and it basically is able to shrink it down to stabilize the footage, right? But you lose resolution by doing that. So I was thinking you do 6K, you have an extra 2K to work with, right? Uh-huh. And then you output it. So that's what I was thinking, you know. So I got this camera package, very nice camera package and its accessories. And then COVID struck. And it's like the Screen Actors Guild was shut down. Everybody was shut down. This was like March of 2020. You know, and this really affected everybody. So, you know, I could not use Screen Actors Guild actors, you know, and every time you have a name actor, you know, like Robert Picardo, they're SAG. There's no SAG.
Oh,
there's no locations. Everybody is shut down, you know, it's a lockdown. So what do we do? I decided with my filmmaking partner, I mentioned him, Emil Harris, who's involved in all these films that, you know, I did over the last, 18 years, 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
We decided, you know what, we have this camera package, let's do a test, a camera test. So we did that. And we got a non-SAG actress, her name is Paige Pascal, wonderful, wonderful person. And we did a camera test with her, Emil Harris, and myself, and that's it. And we filmed at my condo.
Wow, amazing.
Fine with it. And, you know, yeah, so it was a camera test. But we did a short little story, camera test, basically, called Routine. And Routine, because we couldn't shoot basically outside, I decided, you know what, let's think outside the box. And I hired my comic book artist who did the comic book tie-in to my feature Occupants,
mm-hmm.
named Dave Beatty. And Dave Beatty had drawn for DC and Marvel Comics. So he's a professional. And I asked him, can you draw the third act of Routine? And he agreed, you know, and of course we paid and all that. But he drew the third act, you know, and then I colorized it. And because of, I think, thinking outside the box and with a wonderful score by Vasilis Molestis, who's my new composer since Occupants, it got into one of the top genre festivals called Film Quest.
Oh, wow.
Which I've never seen any of my films in, even Occupants. Mm-hmm. And I knew we had something, you know. We had something with Routine. And Routine, I mentioned how I, you know, always admired people like George Lucas with franchising. You know, I could add J.J. Abrams as another person, you know, where he's basically created franchises, right? He put in his Kelvinverse, if that's the term, mm-hmm. You know, interspersed certain products throughout his films. You know, Quentin Tarantino did this too in all of his films. So, I found that very fascinating. So I was thinking of Routine. I started with Occupants. We kind of did that with the comic book tie-in, you know, so it tied into the film itself. It actually took place during, I think, the first or second act of Occupants, the feature. And the major characters in Occupants, the feature, became minor characters in Occupants, the comic book, and vice versa. So it was interesting, and I was fascinated by that. And this one reason I invested in this camera package is so that we can franchise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Create something that I own. You know, I am the producer. I am the head producer. I'm not just a director for hire. And that's, you know, the principal reason that we did this. So with Routine, we knew we had something. We got into Film Quest, and I've never gotten any of my films in a Film Quest. We got into Coney Island. I've never gotten any of my films into that festival. So I knew we had something. And Harris came up with a brilliant idea called Staycation. And Staycation and Routine, and the reason I mentioned Routine, because Staycation is actually the sequel to Routine. And it's
amazing.
Tied together. It's all together. So again, the franchise is already there because, you know, we already have a prequel film and now we have the sequel. And he created this about, you know, there's a global lockdown, you know, there's a pandemic, a global pandemic. Routine, of course, is part of this, where, you know, people are stuck in their homes, and, you know, they, you know, have to wear face masks and they have to be careful. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, well, that was the point. You know, the point is people are going to think it's COVID, but it's not COVID. This is actually a horror franchise. And I'm not going to say what type of horror, but let's just say it's definitely not COVID. And because of, you know, how we sold this, I was able to get investors interested in this film. And we raised a certain amount of money that we were able to film in November of 2020 during COVID. And I'll get to that, by the way, for Staycation. But this was like in August and September. And so these investors signed on, some really wonderful people. And we got Olivia Dabo, as you mentioned. Olivia is pretty big, you know. Mm-hmm. And we got Sean Kenny, my friend Sean. And we got Tracy Coco. You know, and we got Eileen Dietz of The Exorcist. And we will be filming with Kelly Maroney and Lorraine Landon shortly. And I'll get to that too. But up to that point, so this is like August, September, right? We got Olivia Dabo, we had Sean Kenny and Tracy Coco attached. That was up to that point. Mm-hmm. And that was a sell to the investors. You know, we have name actors. You know, Olivia was just in Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. She was in that film. She was one of the Jedi, voices of the Jedi past, who helped Rey defeat Palpatine.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she reprised her role from The Clone Wars, the animated TV show. So we had Olivia, we had Sean and Tracy, who was Star Trek, you know? And so I told them, we have the Star Wars and Star Trek fan base. It's a horror film, and horror sells. It's like, it's just one of those genres that sell. And we're filming, it's about a global pandemic. And again, people all around the world could associate with this film, right? Because it's a global pandemic. Name actors, horror, global pandemic. And then I was, the last thing I was able to sell is we're filming during COVID, and because of the lockdowns and the severe COVID restrictions, not a lot of films are being produced right now, not of what we're trying to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And so we're now the exception, not the rule. So I'm saying we have content, and right now, if you know what's been happening with the film industry, you know, like how many films like Wonder Woman 1984 or Tenet, they were released theatrically, but it was tepid, the response, because nobody wants to go to a movie theater right now because of COVID.
Right. And of course, who wants to wear a mask while watching a movie? It's like you're better off just watching at home.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so now the exhibitors are, you know, they're kind of in financial trouble. And they're desperate for content. And there was this one film that really intrigued me called Host. And Host was done in the style that we are doing 40% of Staycation in, which is people staring at the camera, you know, basically breaking the fourth wall. It's like found footage. And there's that's the genre. There's another name for that genre. But it's like, you know, basically, you know, let's say people on Zoom or Skype or whatever, and they're looking at the camera, right? And they're talking. Well, that's what Host is. It's a horror film, and it premiered on the top horror channel, Shudder.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this film to my investors, it is 56 minutes long. It's not a feature, and it sold, and it was number one on Shudder. And you know what? I think I may be wrong. I may be completely wrong, but I think it's because there's not a lot of content, and these exhibitors are starving for content. They want anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I sold it to the investors. And I truly believe that we have something with Staycation and Routine. You know, we have a franchise. And we actually have like in-universe products now, by the way, like Elgato cigarettes. And I have the cat theme going. So Elgato is actually cat.
We have perfect. Divine,
Brandy. Yeah, we're creating more stuff, by the way. So we filmed during COVID, right? November. And we filmed at a wonderful place called Envisionate Studios in Burbank, California. Because we had stars like Olivia Dabo and Sean, we had to go the Screen Actors Guild, and we went the Screen Actors Guild ultra low budget. Because of that, it was very severe in terms of our budget. It was much more than we thought it would be. 1/6 of our budget was because of COVID restriction, a COVID compliance officer, PPE kits, air filtration units, because we filmed inside, COVID testing. And it cost us a pretty penny. So what happened was we filmed, we got it done. We got the filming done.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very happy we got it done. But we were also in the hole. That's why I started this, what we're talking about now, the Indiegogo campaign,
mm-hmm.
which is crowdfunding for Staycation, because it literally just bankrupted us.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. COVID. There's a reason why nobody's filming during COVID, and we found out the hard way. Fortunately, Staycation Indiegogo campaign is now at $23,500, I think around there. So we're over our goal of what was $20,000, you know, mm-hmm. so it's like 118% right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very fortunate. But we set the campaign goal for 60 days, right? Because with crowdfunding, you could do like 45 days or 60 days, I think, or you can even do less, but we just decided to do 60. That's the maximum. We reached 100% in 30 days.
Wow, amazing.
The heck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, what are we going to do? Just stop? I'm going, no. So one thing that that we decided to do. So here's the deal with Staycation. 40% of the film is filmed in the style that I was mentioning, like Host and films like Unfriended and Searching with John Cho, which is, people staring at the camera. I don't know if it's called found footage for this type or I there's another name for it, but basically it's a global pandemic, right? And it's in a horror genre. But let's say who's affected by a global pandemic? Everybody. So 40% of the film is going to be in the style of different people all around the world talking about their experiences about what's going on in their world about the global pandemic. And our writer, which is Emil Harris, is writing them very nice parts. And so we decided, we can actually do a cameo perk in for Indiegogo for $500.
Okay.
And okay. We actually got a lot of people to say they want to do this. And so we basically are now able to film more scenes. And Staycation, by the way, is the first 25% of a feature. And people like Olivia and Sean Kenny and Tracy Coco, they all know they're coming back, for the other 75%. But now we're going, okay, we reached 100%. And, these cameos, we can film more. So we're now actually funding for the feature. That's where we are right now. We're it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
There's moment, my investors are happy, the actors seem to be happy, I'm just that's where we're mm-hmm. we're just riding the momentum, if you will. That's what we're
now. What are the perks that the people get when they donate? Like, say they donate 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, okay. 100, 500. It's like, if they donate a certain amount, what do they get?
Well, let's say, okay, so the lowest amount is $3. And I would have gone lower, but I can't. Indiegogo won't let me. $3 is the minimum amount that I could put on Indiegogo. So it's $3. It's just supporting us. It's just very minimal. But you go on, you go up. You can actually get like IMDb credit. And IMDb is the Internet Movie Database. So anybody who likes that and wants a credit in our film and on the IMDb, there's perks like the SCP IMDb Special Thanks for $9. You can do a download of the digital film for $11. I mean, you keep going up there. There's one credit I think that you and I talked about, right? That you might be interested, the IMDb credit for Thanks at $27, right?
Yeah, and what's been the most popular one?
Well, let's see, that one I think is 31 have claimed that one already.
Oh wow, okay. So is that the highest right now?
Well, I don't know if it's the highest. I'm looking at the records. 19 claim the $57 one, DVD limited edition. I'm going 15, claim the IMDb credit special thanks at $77. Let's see, there's the poster of Staycation. That's going to have all five of the name actors. You're going to sign it. And that's $85, and eight people claim that. On screen, there's cameo roles, right? And there's the minimal cameo role is $113. On screen with Scoops and Mischief, which is a clown, a famous clown duo, who's going to be on the film, and you get IMDb credit, and that's $113.
So oh, nice. Claim
that. Yeah, and there's a very special thanks, $177. Four people claim that. There's, I was mentioning the cameo perk, right? The $500 one. That one is actually more popular than I thought it would be.
Because people want to be in the movies. That's the thing. Even well, if yeah. it's on Skype or Zoom or whatever.
I mean, look, I don't, and with the, I hate asking for money for people to act in the film. I really do. And I wouldn't do that if we didn't have a choice. And in the beginning, it was, you know, the fact that we were literally bankrupted from the Nova. That's why this Indiegogo campaign was happening in the first place. Now we're actually filming for the feature, you know, because we're getting to that point. So nine people have claimed the cameo perk.
Okay.
And 12 other, there's nine out of 21. So there's 12 more available for anybody who wants to do that. And you keep going on. Now we have product placement in the And the minimum product placement is like, you know, you get your company logo or, you know, audio shout out or whatever, you know, that's going to be in the film for your product placement. And we already have two people who's going to have product placement of their actual product. One is Trap House Burgers.
Wow.
It's going to be in the film. And it's going to be in the film, and it's so either we're creating in-universe products that are not real, like Elgato cigarettes and Hayvine brandy, or we're actually featuring whoever wants to be, you know, product placement
of your
company or their company or whoever's company or you know or your brand or logo or whatever, you know, can be in the film, and so we have those perks, and the minimum starts at $500. Then you can get like post-production associate credit or post-production executive credit or associate producer credit or co-producer credit, and you can go on and up and up and up. And you know, these perks, the levels are even you know, much higher. So the highest perk is co-executive producer credit, and that's $3,077.
Wow.
And nobody would claim that perk, you know. Who would claim the highest perk? Guess what, one person claimed that perk, and that shocked me.
Of course, why not gonna ask the name? So
no, but they get everything. They get all the things I mentioned, you know, IMDb credits, well, not cameos in the film, but what they get is the DVD, they get the shout outs, they get invitations to world premiere. I mean, you name it, they get it all. It's like the whole shebang. So as the credits get bigger for most of them, it's basically like a domino effect. You get more and more and more.
You know, that truly does sound amazing. And how can people help or contribute? Where do they go?
So if you go to Indiegogo.com, you type Staycation, it should pop up and you'll see the poster of the film and you'll see, you know, featuring the actors I mentioned, Olivia Dabo, Sean Kenny. You know, I could provide your station with the link. I don't know if, you know, you can help.
We can
publicize it. People who are interested.
Well, actually we can talk more about it off the air, but, keep going.
So, you know, I mean, it's, let's see here. It's Indiegogo.com/projects/Staycation Pandemic horror film with Star Trek actors, which is a very long thing. So that's why I didn't want to give that link. Who's going to remember that
yes,
link?
Yes, yes, but yeah, it is logical. And if you do click, you live long and prosper.
No, but if you go to Indiegogo.com and just type Staycation or Staycation horror film or Staycation Star Trek, any of those, you know, combination of words, it will come up.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. We will do so. And we're here with American director, producer, and independent filmmaker Russ Emanuel here on the Mike Wagner Show. A very big thank you for your time, Russ. You've been absolutely fantastic. I love to go on a staycation, the real thing. Not get killed or slashed, but just to relax and get away from the COVID. And lastly, just a couple more things. Who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
My biggest influence in my career Well, I mentioned if it's just people like Spielberg or Lucas or Hitchcock or people that I've worked with, like Emil Harris or, Howard Nash, or Paul Hickman or Troy Gabaldon, Robert Picardo.
Okay. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
About what? About
It,
COVID?
I'd want to hear any more about COVID. None of us do, but best advice in general, I think we should just stick to generalities. Get away from COVID and pandemic.
Well, when it comes to filmmaking, anybody who's aspiring, the good thing about living in 2021 versus, or growing up in 2021 versus when I grew up is you have, things like the iPhone, which is a camera, which is a film camera. And if you have like the iPhone 10, you could shoot in 4K resolution and you can make your own films. Back in my day, you had to use I don't know, a video camera.
Oh yeah, those
Yeah.
things. They're like dinosaurs nowadays or something. It's
Yeah.
like supposedly handheld, but they're a lot bigger handheld back then, so
No, I mean it's just it's much easier to make a film now than it is back then. So if that's any advice, just shoot something, just shoot it.
That's
Shoot a
a,
film.
I think I'll do that after we get off here. I've got my regular phone and I'll do that as well. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point? Or oh,
Well,
wait, did I ask that already? Best advice? I'm sorry.
no, but here's one advice. It's the tagline of staycation. Do not take a vacation from staycation.
I think that's a very good point. Many of us need a vacation from staycation from vacation, a vacation from vacation, or a staycation from staycation. And yeah, we can go on and on here. Once again, director, film producer Russ Emanuel here on the Mike Wagner Show talking about staycation. Russ, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Do us a favor, keep us up to date. Love you back on in 2021 and beyond. And lastly, tell us about your upcoming projects. What's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works? And also, how can people contribute to Staycation?
Well, the links that I mentioned before, like the on Indiegogo.com, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Tubi TV. You type in my name, Russ, Russ Emanuel, Emanuel. My films will pop up. I mentioned Big Shots, I mentioned Heaven's Messenger, Restoration of Paradise, American Whisper. They will all pop up. And if you go to my production site, I have links to all that, russem.com, russem.com. So Mike, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
And looking forward to having it again soon. Do us a favor, keep us up to date, Russ. We'd love you back in 2021 and beyond. And let's keep in touch and live long and prosper. And let's stay logical.
And peace and long life. You're a PALL, a pal.
The Mike Wagner Show is powered by Sonic Web Studios. If you're looking to start or upgrade your online presence, visit www.sonicwebstudios.com for all of your online needs. Sonic Web Studios specializes in custom web design, app development, social networking, search engine optimization, domain registration, email marketing, online stores, and more. Since our birth, we have been designing and developing immaculate websites and providing web solutions which are a cut above the rest. As a leading web designing enterprise, we have a team of extremely talented web designers who are well focused and have the experience of working on multiple web developing platforms such as PHP, Magento, Custom WordPress, and more. Sonic Web Studios has been helping businesses of all kinds, whether big, small, established, or startup, impress their audiences with exemplary web solutions. We don't just create beautiful and functional websites, we give you a complete online solution with the main goal of enhancing your yearly revenues. We aim to give your business the online exposure and brand acknowledgement that will help you in achieving increased conversions leading to profitable sales. Call 1-800-303-3960 or visit us online at www.sonicwebstudios.com to get started today. Mention the Mike Wagner Show and get 20% off your project. Sonic Web Studios. Take your image to the next level.
Hey, everybody, my name is Forbes Riley, and I'm an American actress and a TV host. And I was delighted when I got my copy of Missing, which is Extraordinary Relation of Ordinary People based on a real life relationship. It's well written, it's amazing. You know, it talks about a man who has lost his wife and his daughter, and it's very well done. I'm going to highly recommend that you go get your copy of Missing. It is a powerful, exciting read. Mr. Mian Moshe Zia. He is the author of Missing. And I want to give a big shout out and a kiss all the way halfway around the world to my dear friend. Check him out at Mia's website. It's called www.miamoshenzea.com. Missing, available on Amazon. Again, I'm Forbes Riley, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. The Mike Wagner Show can be heard on Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Anchor FM, Radio Public, and themikewagnershow.com. Please support our program with your donations at themikewagnershow.com. Join us again next time for another great episode of The Mike Wagner Show.